Hi everyone, and welcome to Audio Mode Day 18 for June 18th, 2016. Is that right? Is it the 18th? Hopefully it is.
June 18th, 11:41 p.m.
Yes, it is. Okay, good. And if you heard the voice of my computer, you will hear that yet again I am right down to the wire. I should be able to get this posted before midnight, and then it still counts. Again, I don't know why I'm such a stickler, but I am, and so we might as well get going. Having a lot of trouble coming up with the topic today. I don't think I thought this whole audio mo thing through very carefully, because you know it means obviously I have to have a topic every day, and I don't think my life is particularly interesting. So I can't really kind of chronicle what I've been up to. So that's why I, you know, usually have topics. You know, just things I want to talk about. I want to talk a little bit today about audio description. And I'm assuming that most of the people who are listening to this are blind. But if anyone who's listening is not, basically this is the process. Audio description is the process of describing what is happening during a TV show or a movie or really any sort of video content where there's not dialogue, it says what's going on. Not really sure whether the proper term is audio description or video description, because it's being described via audio, but it's describing the video. And I've heard different ones. I've heard, you know, people have used both terms. So I'm not sure what the actual term is, but you all know what I'm talking about. The point of it, of talking about it today, though, is that I actually don't watch a lot of TV anymore. Not as much as I used to. I grew up, I watched a lot of TV. I probably watched too much TV, really. And I grew up in the 80s and the 90s. At that point, there really wasn't a lot of described content. You know, there was some, if you got lucky and, you know, got some stuff on video. But there wasn't much stuff that aired. And now there is. I mean, Netflix has all kinds of stuff. You know, a lot of theatrical movies do now, and that means they usually do when they come out in digital form. Lots of TV shows do. But what's really weird now for me is most of what I watch is described. So it's really strange when I watch something that's not described. And I noticed it really, cause I've been watching that O.J. Simpson documentary that I mentioned the other night, which is really good, by the way. I haven't watched the last part yet, but I watched the other four parts and it's really interesting. I wasn't sure what I would think of it, but cause I had no interest in the O.J. Simpson thing when it was originally happening. I was in high school then and I don't know, I just wasn't interested, but I'm finding this really interesting. But anyway, it's not described, and there's lots of times I wish it was, because, you know, there's lots of archival footage of things happening. There's, like, stretches where you'll hear music, and, you know, I'm assuming you're seeing a bunch of scenes or still photos or something. And even if I've seen some things where they mention who the person is going to speak just before they do, at least the first time, because that would be useful. And it's really weird, because I notice this now. I really notice how much I'm missing. And I never did before. Like, growing up, it was just, I guess I was just used to, like, there's parts of the program where I don't know what's going on. Like, if I'm watching it on my own, if I'm watching it with someone, I can ask. And depending on who it is, it'll be, you know, could be good, could be really mediocre descriptions. But you know, there were lots of times I just didn't know what was going on, and that's just how it was. And it's weird, because now it's hard to go back to that. I find it really hard to go back to not knowing what's going on. Like, I find it very frustrating. And I don't know if anyone else feels that. I think description is very much a love it or hate it thing. There are people who do not like it at all, and people who can kind of take it or leave it. But for me, like, I really like it. Like, shows, you know, I've had a chance to see some described episodes of the original Star Trek, for example, which I can't tell you how many times I've seen those episodes growing up. And there's still things I get out of them. You know, there's things I understand more. And so it's really hard now to go back to stuff that's not described. And unfortunately, a lot of what we get now is still not described. It's getting more and more all the time, but there's still a lot, and it's. And I just think it's interesting how your perspective changes. Like, you know, at one point, describe stuff was just sort of a neat little bonus, but now it's almost become essential. And I unless it's something I really want to watch, I tend not to watch things without description. Yeah, so that's kind of my topic for today, and I'm going to go and post this, and hopefully I'll get it in before midnight, and I'll be back with more tomorrow.